In John chapter 10, and along the line of messages we've been preaching for some time, we want to consider here verse number 7 and use this as our text for this morning's message. In verse number 7 in John 10, the scripture says, "Then said Jesus unto them," again, "verily, verily," and when you see those words, "verily, verily," it's truly, truly, it's very, very important. Essential information. You cannot do without it. Okay? "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." I am the door. We consider these two words, powerful words, great words of our Lord. I am. And he says here, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the day and this time and opportunity for us to meet together to worship you. Thank you for the years you've given us here as your church, Lord, Olmsted Baptist Church, 57 years that you've blessed us with. Help us, Father, we might be found faithful unto you till Jesus comes. Help us as each and every member of the church. Lord, we're thankful for each and every one. Help us all, Father, that we would draw near and we'd be involved in the work and the calling and the commission that you've given us here. Help me, Lord, to be the pastor to your people that you would be pleased with. Help us together we might serve you and worship you well. Help us, Lord, we might be encouraged from your word and might be strengthened. Help us, Father, we might know your promises and claim them. Help us, Father, that we might be a good witness of Christ to a lost and dying world. We pray, Father, for those who are here this morning not saved, that you might touch them, you might visit them. Lord, that you'd reveal Christ unto them. Lord, open their eyes that they might see that Jesus is the door. Jesus says, "I am the door." Help now, we pray and bless. We ask it all in the Lord Jesus Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. I am. We've seen many things where the Lord says he is. He said, "I am this," or "I am that." And so it is. He is the Savior. He is the Redeemer. He is the Messiah. He is God, God Almighty. And beside him, there's none other. Brother Doug mentioned about the gods of the Chaldeans, Babylonians, those gods that Nebuchadnezzar had brought to himself. If he liked a particular god, I believe he would bring that god to himself and take all the stuff relative to that god. If he didn't like a god, he'd just burn it all down and destroy it all. But God Almighty is great. And here the Lord Jesus, who is God, says, "I am the door." In John chapter 10, this chapter starts off with this. Again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." The Lord has been dealing with folks, as he is always dealing with folks at the same time. No doubt he has his disciples there. There's Pharisees at hand. In verse number 40 of chapter 9, the Lord said some things about his coming. And in verse 39, that he came that they which see not might see, and they which will see might be made blind. I think that's talking about repentance. That's talking about hardness of heart. That's talking about the word of God. And he says to them, if you were blind, verse 41, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, "We see," therefore your sin remaineth. They were self-righteous. They thought they had it together. They lacked repentance. Where those that see that they're blind know they need help. Okay? And so then Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. So this group that is here, and Pharisees being there, disciples being there, maybe some of the multitude and the folks, the general public being there, the Lord breaks into this and he starts talking about a sheepfold and the door of that sheepfold, and that there is great significance about them and the way that it works. The Lord, he gives this to them here in verses, and to us here in verses 1 through 5. And it says in verse number 6, they didn't understand the parable. They didn't get it. And so then Jesus goes here and he begins to qualify it. He gets a little stronger, if you will. He gets a little bit more pointed about the issue at hand. And we find our text verse in verse 7 where he says, I'm the door of the sheep. And so, and he talks about thieves and robbers, which we'll address. And he says here in verse number 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. So he speaks in this parable in verses 1 through 5, and then he gets, as they do not understand, then he gives clarity to it more. And I want us to see the contrast between the Lord's clearer explanation of what he's saying and then what he says here at the first, okay? What we see here at the first, these first five verses, is one who enters by the door. One who enters by the door, okay? So let's look at that. Jesus says, it's very, very important. I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Thieves and robbers don't come through the door. Understand that. Thieves and robbers, they climb up over the side. They try to rip a board off the side of the sheepfold. They try to dig and scratch under to get up underneath the side walls of the sheepfold. Thieves and robbers don't go through the door. Okay? They are up to mischief. They don't care. The Lord's going to show us and explain to us. They don't care about the sheep. They are up to mischief. They are up to no good. They are up to their own selfish way. What they can get, thieves and robbers. That's what they're after. And so he says here, there's this door, a door into the sheepfold, and those that don't go through that door, their label is thief and robber. Okay? But he that entereth in, verse 2, by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. So we've got this door, we've got this door on the sheepfold, and the one that enters in through the door is the shepherd of the sheep. He belongs there. It's his fold. It's his place. And his sheep are inside this fold. Okay, see that? There's the door, and the shepherd enters in through the door. He belongs there. There's no question about the shepherd coming through the door because they're his sheep. It's his fold. And the door, it would never be that the shepherd would go in the back and climb over the top. It would never be that the shepherd would be back there ripping boards off the side of it or opening up the wire or whatever it is to get in that way. The shepherd goes in through the door because it's his fold. They are his sheep and he belongs there. Interesting verse here. But he that entereth into by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Well, Brother Jim, that's awful simple. Well, see, understand, we need it simple so we can get it, okay? We need it simple so we can understand. So we can understand the working of the Lord and the great work of the Lord. That's the reason that the Lord has spoken by parables. And what a blessing it is to us as his children and in his church that we can have the interpretation and the understanding of the parable. It's a blessing. It's a blessing of being in our day, having the Word of God, as Brother Doug referred to in his Sunday school class. We've got the Word of God right here. And there's answers to the questions that we have. There's information, there's instruction, admonition in the things that we need. Verse 3, interesting verse. To him the porter openeth. I've wondered about this. So we've got the door, we've got the sheepfold, we've got the shepherd, and he goes through the door. And you know what? There's another that's there. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. You know what? The porter sees the shepherd coming, and he opens up the door. He knows that the shepherd belongs there. The shepherd is acquainted with the sheep, and more than acquainted, he knows them. They know him. The porter is there at the door, and he sees the shepherd coming, and he opens up the door for him because he belongs there. The porter has confidence that the shepherd is going to do nothing but help and do well for the sheep. The porter's glad that the shepherd's at hand, isn't he? What is it about this porter? You know, Brother Gordon, the other night, Friday night at our fellowship meeting, he spoke about this, okay? He preached out of Hebrews 9, if my memory serves me correctly, and about the return of the Lord, that he'll appear to those that are looking for him. And he made also reference about who it was that Jesus appeared to when he came first. And he gave example of Simeon and Anna, how they were looking for the salvation of the Lord. Who is the porter? It's important. Who is the porter? This is a parable. It's taken earthly things to explain a spiritual thing, a spiritual fare. Who is the porter? Well, how about the last porter that we know of? And I've heard this reference this way, and I believe it's coming to understand it better. Well, isn't John the Baptist? He was, in a sense, from the Old Testament to the New. Wasn't John the Baptist kind of like that last Old Testament porter? Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He said, I'm happy because I hear the bridegroom's voice with the bride. He knew the shepherd, didn't he? And he did what he was called to do, and he opened up the porter watched over the sheep while the shepherd's gone. All right? And the porter is more than a hireling that's going to be talked about later on. The porter cares for the sheep, but not like the shepherd cares for the sheep, because we're going to see something different about the shepherd, what the shepherd does. But the porter opens, and John the Baptist, he said, he must increase and I must decrease. And Matthew, hold your place here, and I want you to take a look at what the Lord Jesus said over here in Matthew chapter 23. Who's the porter? I think we could fairly say that John the Baptist was one. He was a porter. How about this? How about this? In Matthew chapter 23, the Lord Jesus says here in verse number 33, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? He's speaking to the scribes and the Pharisees and the hypocrites. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them ye shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed from upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, the son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. You know who's the porter? All those that the Lord sent to Israel. You know who's the porter? All those 40 men that the Lord used to pin down his word. Because you know what they all testify to? Jesus Christ is the shepherd. Isn't that so? The word of God and everybody that the Lord sent, all the prophets, all the wise men, all those that had the word and the message of God, they all point to Jesus in every way. They're the porter. They point to the shepherd. They all desire the shepherd. And as we, our brother referenced last night in Luke chapter 2 about Simeon and Anna, Simeon was told by the Lord that he wouldn't die until he saw the Messiah. And when they brought the Lord Jesus in, he picked him up in his arms and he knew that this was the Christ child. He knew that this was the Lord's salvation. There was a lady there whose name was Anna, and she was looking for him too. And she knew that that was the Lord Jesus. That was the one that was promised. See the attitude that's there? It's not about self. But the porter is all about the shepherd. And then the porter rejoices in the approaching of the shepherd. Because the shepherd belongs there and the shepherd goes through the door. What'd Jesus say? Anybody that doesn't come through the door is a thief and a robber. You know, that comes to us kind of in a soft way in this parable. But you know what? Any doctrine, any so-called quote unquote, that, and I say it that way, word of God, any other God, any other religious way that doesn't point to Jesus in his deity and as the Savior and as God himself come down to be the salvation for men is a thief and a robber. Understand it. Anyone that claims that baptism can save a sinner is a thief and a robber. Anybody that says that you can pay or you can buy or you can obtain grace from God by your own means is a thief and a robber. Any false god like Baal and the gods of Egypt, the gods of Babylon, the gods of the Greeks, the gods of the Romans, Muhammad, who points to Allah, not Jehovah God, and not his son Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, is a thief and a robber. Understand it. Because we've got a sheepfold here, and those that are in the sheepfold are the Lord's. I think you understand that. And there's a door to that sheepfold and a porter that watches and a shepherd that comes through to do the business of tending sheep. We've got a great Savior, don't we? And he tells us the truth. He says here, the porter openeth and the sheep hear his voice and he calleth his own sheep by name. Jesus knows me by name. Are you here and saved? If you're here and saved, he knows you by name. He calls them by name, and you know what happens? When he calls his sheep by name, he leadeth them out, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, verse 4, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Do you know your Savior's voice? Oh, do you really? You know, this is get serious time. Do you know your Savior's voice? Do you follow him? Do you and I follow him with our mouth? Or do we follow him with every whit of life? Let's get real. Let's get serious. Not just claiming the Lord in a service, but the Lord's leading and we're following him. And what we think, and what we say, and what we do. Every whit of conversation. Remember, talk's cheap. But it's saying here, they're not talking about the Lord. They're not talking about the shepherd. They're following the shepherd. Gill, he writes about this and that it is in what's illustrated here, what's shown here, the Lord gives in this parable. It's not as it is, as you and I have seen in like England and here in the States, where sheep are taken and are raised and that, and they are generally driven. But in the Middle East, in the way of the shepherd, a good shepherd in the day of our Lord Jesus and centuries before, and we know that shepherd David, they had names for their sheep. And the relationship was personal, and they knew the shepherd, and the shepherd knew the sheep, and he took care of them and cared for them. And those shepherds didn't drive their sheep. They led their sheep. Are you looking for a Savior that's going to drive you? Because you got a Savior that's going to lead you. May the Lord help us in that. And I'm talking to me too. Okay? Not just talk. Not just Sunday morning meeting for worship. But he putteth forth his own sheep, verse 4, and he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. He knows them, and they know him. Do you? Is that the case with you? This parable spake Jesus unto them, and they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, verse 7, notice the change here. Notice getting more pointed, okay? Verily, verily, I say unto you, it's very, very important information. You can't do without it. I am the door of the sheep. Okay, not talking about a door at hand and a porter and the shepherd coming and the shepherd going through the door, but now it's even more intensified. Jesus is the door. The sheep don't run up over the side to get in and out of the fold up over the top of the fence or scratch under to get out. The sheep that belong there, they come through the door. And Jesus is the door. He's now not illustrating or presenting himself as the shepherd that comes in and out of the door, but he is the door. You know what? You only get in a fold, and I think that this context is talking about the family of God. You only get in the fold by going through the door. And the door is Jesus. Do you have him as your Savior? Do you know of a surety that he died for you some 2,000 years ago, was buried for you, and rose again from the dead for you? Because without going through the door, you and I do not have salvation. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. Again, those false gods, false prophets, and false disciples. If they don't point to Jesus and his completeness and his entirety and his deity and his impeccability, his perfectness, his sinlessness, if they don't point to the Lord that way, they're a thief and a robber. Because he is the door. All that ever came before me, and if you will, after him, are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. Brother Gordon, he preached in the title of his message, what are you looking for? I would give a turn on that in regards to this message. What are you listening for? This world? Your own idea? Do you hear the Lord? I'm not talking about hearing him with this ear that's here on the side of my head. I'm talking about hearing the Lord with the heart. Do you hear the Lord? Do you fellowship with the Lord? Have you heard his voice? All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Enter in at the door. Enter in at the door. Don't be climbing up into the fold, trying to get in the fold some other way. Because that's the way a thief and a robber does. Salvation is not gained by stealing it. Salvation is not gained by trying to manipulate God into giving it to you. Salvation is by the door. That is Jesus Christ. Receiving the Lord and what he says. I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved. That's a promise, isn't it? And shall go in and out and find pasture. You know what? That sheep that goes through that door is going to continue on coming in and out of that door, aren't they? The rest of their life, finding pasture, finding rest, finding help, in and out through the door. That is the Lord Jesus. Isn't that something? He says, he shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh, verse number 10, not cometh not, but to for, before to steal and to kill and to destroy. Anybody looking for salvation another way? Anybody purporting and presenting another way of salvation other than the Lord Jesus Christ and his glorious gospel? All that is certain death. Destruction, killing. So many people deceived. So many people following after another gospel and another way of salvation. There's only one way. And Jesus says, I am the door. Thieves are there, false prophets, false gods, false disciples are there to do nothing but kill, destroy, and steal. But Jesus says in verse 10, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I mean, that is like taking life and pouring it on you more than you've got a cup to hold it all. I was thinking about that. Life more abundantly. We have the blessings of God. We've got a Heavenly Father that cares for us. He's made this way of prayer that he's all involved with. He's got the Spirit. He's given the Spirit of God to live within us. That in this old flesh yet, it can be taken and used for the honor and glory of God for the rest of the time that we have. He does miraculously for us. And even in the possibilities of our life, he's able to work and does work and do things. And this old clay vessel can be a witness and testimony of the saving grace and the gospel and the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord can take that by his Spirit and use it to save other people. Isn't that a wonder? We're used on this side of life that the Lord gives to sinners. But you know what? One day the Lord Jesus is coming, or one day I'm going to die. You know, I was thinking 57 years, Olmsted Baptist Church. If I'm blessed to pastor, the Lord doesn't come back, and I'm blessed to pastor till I'm 83, we'll celebrate our 100th anniversary. Isn't that great? I'm looking forward to it. Unless Jesus comes in the meantime. You say, whoa. But one day we're going to go to be with the Lord. And will we declare, oh, I thought I was living before, but now I'm living indeed. Like the angels, able to visit with Jesus, able to fulfill anything he gives us to do, just like that. Brother Jacob, it's good to have him back. He's on the other side of the world for a while. Over in Taiwan, right, brother? I mean, that's a long way away from Olmsted. Kentucky, Bowling Green, Kentucky. You know, I marvel at it, but you know what? You know how an angel can get there to Thailand from here, or to Taiwan from here? Like that. And we'll be like the angels, the Lord says. And we'll be like the angels, not for our sakes, but for his sakes. We will have been made kings and priests unto our God. We'll have responsibility in the millennial reign over whatever it is that the Lord gives us to do. Talking about life abundant. We've got life abundant here, and we've got life abundant through eternity. But you know what, thieves and robbers, remember, all they're looking to do is steal and kill and destroy. Jesus is the door. Enter in through the door. The Lord Jesus. Child of God, come and go through your door, which is the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 11, I'm the good shepherd. He's going to talk about himself. He says, I am the good shepherd. He says, I am the door. He presented himself in the first five verses as the shepherd. And then he says here in this latter verse, in the second explanation, he says he is the door. And now he's going to go back to this thought of him being the shepherd. I'm the good shepherd. You know what? The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. That's the reason he's the shepherd. The porter is dedicated to the word of God. The porter is looking forward and dedicated to the shepherd indeed, but it's the shepherd that gives his life for the sheep. The shepherd is willing to die for that which is in the fold. He's willing to die for those that the Father has given him, he'll tell us. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 12, but he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. All those guys that'll crawl in over the top or scratch in under the bottom, or look to rip the boards off the sides of the fold to get in there, they're self-serving, and when there's a threat against them, they're gone. Gone like the wind. They are gone. But not the shepherd. The shepherd will stay and defend the sheep. The shepherd will stay and care for the sheep. But you know what? A hireling won't do that. The hireling fleeth, verse 13, because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. You know what? The hireling is only there for the pay. He has no personal dedication to the sheep. But you know what? The shepherd, he knows them all by name. And he calls out their name, and you know what they do? They don't say, huh? They say, okay, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm following you, Lord. You're leading. I'm following you. Yes, Lord, I hear you speaking. Yes, Lord, I hear you, the directive in your word. No, Lord, I'm not going to do it my way. I'm going to do it your way because you're the shepherd and you care for me. And everything you tell me is for my benefit and blessing. The sheep hear and the sheep follow. And the shepherd gives his life for the sheep. He says the hireling fleeth because that's it. He's there for hire. Any threat at hand to his personal well-being, he's gone. But Jesus says in verse 14, I'm the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. Does the Lord know you? Did the Lord visit you? Has the Lord saved you? It's one thing to know the Lord, and it's another for him to know us. Does he know you? This is personal. Oh, yeah, there's several sheep in the fold, isn't there? Several sheep. The Lord gave a parable about the man that had 100 sheep and one was out in the wilderness and he went for that one and left the 90. And there's a lot of sheep. It can get crowded in the fold maybe sometimes. But you know, the Lord knows them name, each one name by name, by name, by name, by name, personally. Claim to be a sheep. Do you know your Lord personally? Is he your Lord and Savior in good times when it's easy on the skin and not just in bad times when it's hard on the skin? Do you worship him when things are going well and do you worship him when things are going not so well according to this flesh? He's the door. He's the shepherd of the sheep. I am the good shepherd, verse 14, and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. That relationship is there. The Father knows the Son knows the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And you know what he says? Praise God for this. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. And I think he's talking about Israel. This fold at hand, who he was sent to when he came in his earthly ministry, he was sent to the household of Israel. And he had sheep of that fold, didn't he? But you know what? He says he's got sheep of otherwise, right? Other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring in. Again, this is talking about the family of God, salvation. That's what it's dealing with. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. We're blessed to be in the Lord's church and the Lord's great operation in the church. And it's a blessing indeed. But you know what? Salvation makes one a member of the family of God. And I think that's what the Lord's dealing with here in this fold. And praise God, he had other sheep he's going to bring in. We who are Gentiles, that's talking about us. That even the Gentiles. even those that were alien nationally to the Lord, he saved us and he brought us in. And you know what? There's not a multitude of folds. The Lord has one family. He's got one Savior by which he has redeemed and has saved and will save that family. And he's the door, and he's the shepherd, and he has his sheep that he gives his life for. He says here, other sheep I have, verse 16, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And he's doing so. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. It came back again to the voice, didn't it? You hear the voice of the Lord? You hear the call of the Lord? Brother Jim, what you're preaching makes me nervous. I tell you what, take that up with the Lord. Make it to where it makes you get it with God. Get it right with God. Go to the Lord for what you need, that you might rejoice in the preaching of this rather than being challenged by it or being crowded by it or it making your hands sweaty or you getting nervous about it. Do you know the Lord? Does he know you? He's the shepherd. He's the door. Enter in at the door. Any other way is a thief and a robber, a destroyer. He says, therefore, verse 17, doth my Father love me because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Therefore, he's talking about that which is preceding. Therefore, doth my Father love me because of what he is told here. The Father loves the Son. Well, and what's that? Well, verses 14 through 15, verses 14 through 16. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and know my sheep and am known of mine. The Father knoweth me. Even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me. You know, God the Father is interested in this work of Jesus, isn't he? God the Father is the one that sent him to do what he did. God the Father is all about the Lord calling these sheep and bringing them into the fold. Therefore doth my Father love me, and he reiterates it, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. And he did. He died, and even though his body was dead, he was still in the control and took his life back again. I tell you what, the thieves and the robbers and the destroyers, they don't have anything to offer like that, do they? Praise God, we have a shepherd that is in control of his life even though he's dead. He took it back again. He died for us, not for himself, but for us. And he says this, verse 18, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Jesus Christ is the door. He goes on and says in verse number 25, let's read these few verses and we'll close. I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. Sheep hear. Sheep don't talk. Sheep hear and believe. They hearken. Sheep hearken to the voice of the Lord Jesus. But ye believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. And the Lord is the only one that can know that. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You hear the voice of the Lord? I give unto them eternal life, verse 28, and they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. You're saved by the Lord. You're saved by the shepherd. You're saved by the door. Nobody can get you. No thief, no robber, no destroyer can ever touch you. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no. That's what the scripture says. Man is added to help us understand it better. But listen to this. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. The Father gave the Son the sheep, and he's saving them. And no is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing can take us, a sheep that has been saved by the Lord. Nothing can take them. A sheep that has entered into the door, no one can take them out of the fold. Saved from their sins, saved from their self, saved from the way of the world, saved from the way of Satan. And the robber and the thief and the destroyer cannot get them. Oh, we may lose our physical life. We may lose our physical life to the violence of those that would pursue such and do such to the people of God and to folks that are innocent. But you know what? Our souls are secure in Christ. Because the Lord's blessed, we've entered in through the door. The door that is Jesus Christ. The Lord talks to them about his works. He talks to them about the Word of God. And the end of this chapter, we come to these verses here. And this is our desire for you that are here and not saved. Verse 41, and many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. So they're referring to John the Baptist. And verse 42, what a blessing. And many believed on him there. Our prayer is that you that are here without Christ, that you would believe. That you would believe that Jesus is the door. That you would believe that Jesus is the shepherd. That you would believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation, for the salvation of your soul. For the forgiveness of your sins. For God, in his miraculous power and way, through Jesus, grant unto you everlasting life. Do you hear the Savior calling? Do you hear the voice of the shepherd? We are saved. We hear the voice of the shepherd, don't we? When we hear the voice of the shepherd and we obey, we have peace and blessing with the Lord, don't we? When we hear the voice of the shepherd and I'm disobedient, then I've got chastisement. I've got that squeezing on me. I got that troubled heart and lack of peace until I repent of that and turn from it and get it right with the Lord. Because the shepherd looks over his sheep. Jesus says, I am the door.